107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Richard Kneider is here with Simple Dreams with lots to talk about. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Jamie. Always a pleasure to be here.
You bet. And I bet, Richard, it's a pleasure for you to be at Stratford Farmers Market selling the Passport to Savings. You were there just last Saturday.
Last Saturday was our first Saturday there, and I was just thrilled the number of people that came and bought the passports. And just had a great time selling the passports, obviously, but it was good for me socially as well, just to reconnect with people I hadn't seen in quite a while. And, you know, Jamie, the passports, they support different things that the House of Blessing, Qantas, and Simple Dreams do over the course of the year, and we're so thankful for the merchants as well as the people that purchase them, because we couldn't do some of the things we do without the financial support that this gets.
So you're at the farmers markets on Saturday moving forward?
I'm at the farmers market every Saturday.
Perfect.
And just forewarn people, if they want to come and visit me, bring cash or a check.
And a nice chat with Richard, too, on
there
top of everything else. That's great. And those Passport to Savings, they, as you mentioned, they are just chock full of savings. It's incredible.
There's 200 merchants that are in it this year alone for 2022. We've got 21 new merchants that have come in, and some really good deals. And there's things over and above. I know people buy them for the restaurants, et cetera, but there are so many other packed values in that book.
Makes a perfect gift. So the Passport to Savings are on sale. We should mention not only at the farmer's market, but for November at the pop-up shop
That's right.
Mall.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Pretty excited.
And we've also got big news to Stratford with Love Home Edition is going to be fast approaching.
It is. We're scheduled for December the 18th. Certainly a lot different than what we've done in years past. But we've got 1 year behind us now because we did the Home Edition this past year. And it went very, very well. So the whole idea of it is that we're going to we're working with a local. All the meals will be done, but we'll be sending them out and delivering them on the 18th between 3:30 and 5. And it'll be the same roast beef dinner.
Nice.
Okay. It's we're switching it up from baked potatoes to mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Okay. And there's going to be a nice dessert. I'm not telling people what it's going to be, but it is nice. And yeah, so we will be delivering them, as I say, and looking forward to it. There are protocols if anybody wants to volunteer within the building itself. They have to be double vaccinated. We already have, I think, 40-plus drivers that have signed up
that
want to help with the delivery, but there's other things in packaging the food and that sort of thing as well. So we're really, really quite excited about it.
And you are looking for volunteers, though. If you want to volunteer, you can help out for sure.
So definitely they can go to stratfordwithlove.ca, and that's where they can register for their meals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's also a link there where they can volunteer. So, we really look forward to it. It's hard to believe that it's been 33 years.
Yeah, 33 years.
33 years. And honestly, Jamie, numerous people have come up to us and just said, you know, to Stratford with Love has actually become a tradition for our family and people that have volunteered. And over the years, you see kids that are, you know, 15, well, not even that old, and then all of a sudden, holy smokes,
yeah, it's
adults.
Generational. It's
well, my kids, for example.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, 33 years of celebration, of community fellowship, we should say.
And how true it is. And I can't say enough about this community, Jamie, and I've said it many times before, how the people get behind this. And just as an example, I picked up the posters yesterday, and the company that prints them for us, in all the years that they've been doing it, they have never charged us once.
Wow.
You know, and that's just one aspect of it. But people that donate the buns, the vegetable, all sorts of things, it truly is a community event without doubt.
Well, so happy to hear it is moving forward as best we can with To Stratford With Love. It's the home edition, Saturday, December 18th. Again, deliveries from 3:30 till 5 p.m. ToStratfordWithLove.ca is the website for details.
That's right. And as I say, register online and volunteer.
And be a part of it, celebrating 33 years. And pick up, of course, your passport to savings as well. Lots going on with Richard Kneider. And we got to get some ice cream in there somewhere. Somewhere along the way, we got to get some ice cream going.
If I could, I would. You know that.
Richard Kneider with Simple Dreams. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.